This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, hey, what it do? What's up? Good Wednesday. It's your buddy here, Rob. Yeah, it's me. I'm back.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up? It's Will Ortner today, guys. We're running thin at the Fan. Everybody's on vacation. Spring break. You know.
Well, they all got kids, and they all want to go hang out with their families. And
I get it. You know, I learned something today. Will, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
You are pulling a dub today because you, for those that don't know, Will just did the midday show.
I'm pulling a dub tomorrow, too.
Badass.
It's a long week for me, but...
Hey, man.
Need it.
Need the hours.
No, I need more than the hours.
What are you talking about? What do you need?
Well, the hours accompany some money, and I do appreciate
that. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You need the hours.
Yes.
Brings money.
Yes.
Let's get you full time. Come on. You're an all-star around here. And your plot to take Souk's job. I mean, you're getting closer and closer.
I don't... there's never been a plot. I think you would stop it before it even got started. You would not allow me in that room with you.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think
big fella, he's been around a while.
You would not allow me in that room. I think I would drive you absolutely insane.
What makes you say that? Come on, man.
Just our text conversations, the few that we've had.
Listen, I love Big Souk. I would never want Big Souk to leave. But I do believe, well, I know he believes you're plotting to take him over. And I think it's great. I the guy needs a little, spice. He needs that fire, you know, is what I'm trying to say. And you're that. So nice job. Now you're, today he leaves. He goes to the coast or wherever they are. He'll be back tomorrow, by the way. And here's Will. He's producing, but he's also kind of co-hosting. It's, you know, he looks like Sue.
You wouldn't allow that. I'm telling you right now, you wouldn't allow it.
You're telling me I wouldn't allow it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I know you. I've been around you long enough now.
My boy, Souk, and I, we're boys, man. We're not breaking up.
You're closer than boys. You're brothers.
We're bros. We're not breaking up. I learned something today, so I went to the chiropractor to get... adjusted. Do you ever do that?
I don't really believe in the chiropractor.
Yeah, some people don't. I get you.
I believe in like a massage therapy, uh-huh. and if that's what they're doing, cool.
Well, that's
I don't know
part
that.
Of it.
Right.
You
I don't know.
You get a massage and then you go get adjusted.
I don't.
Yeah. I get it.
It's pops.
Okay.
I don't know.
I get it. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who aren't, who are just against the chiropractic. Is that
arts?
Right?
Yeah.
The words, big words?
Yeah.
The chiropractic profession in general. Me, I just know that, so I've tried, so, okay, back up. I've had a really bad shoulder for 6 months. I'm finally back to hitting golf balls, which is great, but 6 months I hadn't played golf, which for me is torture. So I had tendonitis and frozen shoulder in my right shoulder. I tried acupuncture, and I liked acupuncture, but and we're still kind of doing it. There's different, you know, various treatments, several treatments. But mm-hmm. I'm not feeling much from that. I just remember, and I do. I'm back into yoga, which I definitely see the effects of and feel the effects of, mm-hmm. and. The third one is chiropractic preventative treatment that I'm exploring. I'm exploring all avenues. Like, it scared the hell out of me because I'm almost 50, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, if this is just the beginning, like, it's not going to get any better. It's not like things just, you know, if I am going to play golf until I'm 95 years old, which I want to do, I need to take better care of myself and be more preventative. And so that's, you know, I'm exploring a lot of these. So the chiropractor, he's a buddy of Sukhanai's, Seth Hutton. He's great. He's up in Vancouver, and I hadn't seen him. I went in today because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try to get on a preventative like chiropractic schedule, you know, and massage and the whole thing. It's all covered by insurance. So I call up his office, and I go up there today, and they're like, yeah, you haven't been here since 2013 or 2012. They were like, you're here for your once every 13 year adjustment. Which, of course, if anybody knows anything about adjusting your spine. You kind of need to be on it a little more frequently than that. So I just got away from it, but I remembered how good I felt after I had had a series of adjustments back in 2012. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go try that. And I did that today, and they put me in the little harness. You know where they you don't believe in it. You've never been.
I've been once.
So they put you in your head in the harness. It's terrifying.
Oh, they did the humdinger on you?
Yeah, the humdinger.
Yeah.
Or he called it the white strap or something, and they put it around your head and brace your head, and then he just yanks. And it's terrifying, but it feels so freaking good, and I feel so much better today, and I'm going to get on this preventative treatment plan. At any rate, my point is I went in there, and I was like, how was I able to get in? Because the front desk guy was saying, well, Seth's very busy. He's always packed, very popular. And I said, well, how was I able to get in the day after I called? And she said, spring break. So I learned a life hack today that if you ever want to get into maybe the doctor or a chiropractor or other places you have to make an appointment, try to last second an appointment during spring break because people will cancel. She said, you won't believe how many people cancel because it's spring break. For whatever reason, they have things going on or they do a last minute trip or whatever. So a little bit of a life hack for you there, Will, is spring break. And most people know when spring break is. I don't really, as kids that are older now, I don't. Spring break's not on my radar, but I always know it because there's never anybody around here. So the week of spring break, you can get a lot of stuff done if you're not traveling like everyone else.
Well, that's what kind of why I stay back. It's like that's the perfect time for me to go and run errands or like try and learn things. Like I'm trying
that's
to.
That's great.
You know, I was first proud forward. Of my IRA until you and Sook dumped on it. And so.
We didn't dump on her.
Sook did. Sook dumped on my
Sook
IRA.
Always does because he's threatened by you. You have to understand where he's coming from with you, and then
there's
it
no reason to
sense.
Be threatened by me.
Well, I don't know.
I'm
like
a nice
I said,
guy.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, I've been going over to my buddy Charles, not less Schwab, and so I'm learning about investing.
Great.
Trying to make sure that I'm investing in the correct things.
Great. That's smart. At 27.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. So I got my IRA. I got my little investment portfolio. I don't know what I'm invested in. I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to.
Well, they'll teach you. They'll tell you.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys are a little different because Oregon's on spring break right now. Washington's spring break next week.
Is it next week?
Yep. So I get to go. I get to go hang out at the parents' house while they go on vacation.
The rents.
Yeah.
House
well,
sitting.
Yeah. Me and my dog, and then they're gonna go and just play a ton of golf.
Love it. Where?
Palm Desert. My grandparents live out on a course out there. They're right on the third green.
Of what course?
It's called Chaparral Country Club.
Okay.
Originally, when they got the house, they were the young folk on the block.
Now they're the olds?
They're probably the middle-aged. In that community. It's a retirement community. It's very nice. I'd get stared at, and I've had security called on me by existing there.
Yeah. Now we're learning of the Ortner white privilege.
Me? I'm not getting to go down there.
Well, I know, but, you know, family.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's proximity.
I was going to say, they paid for that. That was the trip that came out of their budget, is my understanding. But, yeah, no, it'll be great. We're going to be, me and Peanut the dog are going to be running into town.
So your kids are out then? Because you're a teacher.
My kids? Yeah, they have three. Well, not counting today. They'd have two more days. Then they're all on half days.
Yeah, they're out next week, though.
Yep.
They're on spring break.
Yep.
Okay.
Washington, I think, is the last one. They're always like a little bit that last week of March, last week of April, or first week of April, excuse me.
All right. Well, everybody stay safe out there. It's coming. Are we prepared for gorilla hail? That's what they're saying.
I think we'll be fine. Like, they've already pushed it back a little bit.
Yeah, they have. I was just looking at the radar. It doesn't look as bad as they say, but... That doesn't mean it is or isn't.
Well, like, I remember the last time there was a tornado here, I was, like, in third or fourth grade, and it's like, you just sat underneath your desk for an extra, like, 20 minutes. You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about it. But I'm not really worried. Like, weather doesn't bother me. Like, I learned today that there was going to be the big storm because one of my buddies texted me.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it, you know? Yeah, like, it's like, why worry about it if you can't control it?
Well, and we're inside.
Just be safe.
Like, we're inside here.
Well, gorilla hail is kind of terrifying. Like, if they use gorilla as an adjective, gets a little terrifying.
See, but they all do that.
I know.
Snowpocalypse.
Yeah.
Snowmageddon.
Yeah.
Like worst case scenario, like, worst case scenario, I end up here watching the Karen Reed doc. It'll be fine.
Who?
The Karen Reed doc on Max. I got two episodes left.
Who's Karen Reed?
It's an interesting... We might need to dive into that in the club. That's an interesting one.
Yeah?
So...
Should I watch it first or should I not watch it first?
I don't know.
Before we discuss it.
You could do some research, reading up on it, because that's how I fell into it. So, essentially, she has been accused and was put on trial originally. I believe she goes back on trial later this year of the death of her boyfriend.
Okay.
And... he has a bunch of like blunt force trauma wounds.
Okay.
And so she was accused of hitting him and running him over with her car. And then he died in the snow after a blizzard. And her defense has basically said that it was the people in the house party. He and her had gone to this house party. She says he went in, he didn't answer his phone, she left. The prosecution says that she hit him. And
so it's a bit of a murder mystery.
A little bit. And I'm not usually into stuff like that, especially the true crime stuff, because it's kind of, I think it's kind of sick. But this is, it's got me hooked.
Netflix?
Max.
Yeah. All right. I'll check it out. Yeah. So we've got, they're saying 9% chance of a tornado, which I don't know. That doesn't sound all that scary, particularly because you don't get a lot of tornadoes up here and they're usually never big ones. But they did say that 9%, they've never seen the chances that high here.
Wow.
Ever.
What happens if a tornado hits here? Like,
well, I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean what happens?
Do
we
have to stay on air?
Well, what do you mean? Like, a tornado hits, like, the actual studio?
Well, like, if there's a tornado that hits, like, don't we have to inform the people to help keep people safe?
Well, yeah, but hits where? It depends. Like,
I don't know.
Oh my God, Will! If it's like a F0, no, it's just a little thing. You'll read about it in the news.
Okay.
If it's like an F5, like Joplin, you know, we should probably help. Yeah.
And us helping is us staying on air, correct?
I mean, if we're in the path, I don't know that you're going to see me on this microphone.
That's fair. That's
no,
fair.
No offense.
That's fair.
But look, man, I got family, and so do you, and dogs and stuff. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I think we'll be
It's
okay.
Actually a good question. What would we do if a major... Now, like the earthquake, that's a little different because like the big one would affect everybody and everything.
Right.
A tornado doesn't affect everybody and everything per se.
Affects parts.
Parts. Depends on how big it is. Like, you know, like a hurricane. Yeah, I don't know. What do they do at WWL in New Orleans? Sports talk when the
I don't know. Dude, I don't look into those things. I just remember that being an important part of like a manual that I should have read closer.
Yeah. Is there a manual in there? Maybe we should read up.
I can look. There's a lot of papers around here. I don't know if there's a manual.
Look, man, I'm no hero. And look, Sook's out, Dusty's out, Sprague's out, Buck's out. Forget it. I'm not dying in a tornado to stay on the air while all those guys are sunning it in, you know, wherever they are.
Fair.
Get out of here.
Fair. Hey, if you're leaving, I'm right there with you.
That's
I'll make sure we're...
I'll give you a ride.
We'll get ESPN going and we'll be good.
That's right. We'll put something on for them.
Yeah. There will be something you can listen
to. You guys will be fine. You won't be listening to the fan anyway.
That's right. You're probably listening to something that'll tell you how to be safe.
Yeah, right. We were on, I will say, Will, you won't believe this, but I'm old enough to have been on during 9/11.
Whoa.
And we did, in Portland, we went local the whole day. And I don't remember a lot about it, but I remember doing shifts of a couple of hours where you just talk about the Red Cross and
really
yeah
is that like the beginning of like you hopping on air?
Yeah, it was early, very early in my career. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was probably really the first real live show I ever did.
Wow,
come to think of it. Yeah, 9/11 coverage.
That's one way to get thrown into the fire.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody has any tapes of that. I'd go back and listen. The only thing I remember about it is being, one, terrified, because everyone was at that time, but two, I remember really struggling with, like, what else? It got very repetitive. I didn't know what to say, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I just...
You'd be fine now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back then, it's like a young Sparky. I'm like, I don't know how to hit the right notes here. You know, I'd crack jokes and stuff. That's not the right...
Seems like the wrong time to crack some jokes.
Not the right thing to do.
Seems like the wrong time.
Well, Sook's out. He'll be back tomorrow. Will Ortner in. We're going to have a fun little show. Got a lot of sports to talk. We're going to talk some NCAA tournament coming up and Patriots receivers. Oh, and is it too early for college football win totals? I think not. Stay with us on The Fan.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime time with Isaac and Sook on 1080 The Fan.
Vancouver Vortex. Dang it. It's not the Vancouver Vortex line. It's just the Fan text line. I'm so trained. I'm like a monkey. The Fan text line, 503-864-6326. One person says that, Will, you did a terrible sell job of the Karen Reed documentary.
I don't want to say anything that could get me in trouble. So much like you on 9/11, I didn't want to say anything that could potentially get me in trouble eventually. It's very interesting.
Right. I'm going to watch it.
If you do like a quick peruse of the wiki, you'll be like, I got to know what's going on here.
Okay. Another text says, Oregon hasn't had a tornado over an F1 ever, so we should be fine. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
How fast is an F1?
Well... That, I don't know. I'm sure you can find the,
The scale?
The scale.
Yeah.
Online. But, It's not just the speed. I think it's the size and the... I don't know. I should know this. I'm from Kansas, but... You know, the tornado is not... You know, if you rank natural disasters, I think you'll always rank toward the bottom of the of what's scariest to you. You'll always rank what you're most used to.
Fair.
Like, tornado is going way down on my list, but I think... You know, Sook always talks about how tornadoes terrify him. Here, like, for me, the tsunami...
That one would worry me more.
That is...
Or the earthquake.
Yeah, the big earthquake, yes.
The big earthquake... Well, because... I learned pretty early on in school, I'm too big for the desk. I can't be underneath the desk.
Poor guy, you're going to die.
I'm going to die. That's for sure. If the earthquake happens, I die. So I looked up the tornado. F1 is 86 miles per hour to 110.
Okay, what's F5?
That is 200 plus miles per hour.
Yeah. Those big daddies, man, watch out.
Those are terrifying. But watch also, out. Isn't like the damage isn't... I don't want to be bad in this, but the damage isn't as drastic as like with a hurricane.
Well,
or
it's like the Pat. Did you see the Joplin one? I think that was an F5, Joplin, Missouri.
Yes, and there was a ton of damage, but that's
right
also as big as it can be.
For the most part, yes. Like, right. You get outside of the path, and you might have some wind damage, but it's not going to be like you were hit by the tornado,
right?
You know, type of thing. Yeah, so hurricane. I mean, if you look up natural disasters, like the worst natural disasters in the United States, they're all hurricanes. And it's like, and yet people still live down there in the path of all these hurricanes. I don't know. The hurricane is terrifying in its own way, in its own right.
Well, because it's going to double whammy you, because you're going to get the water, but then the water is going to stay, and there's the winds and
floods.
There's just no part of it that's good. That's why I don't really understand New Orleans.
It is kind of a, if you think about the concept of New Orleans,
it's a bad concept.
It's like, what are we doing?
It's a bad idea. Like, hey, there's hurricanes here all the time, and let's be below sea level.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop this with levees.
Yeah. But those aren't going to work.
They break all the time. All the time.
America. What about a landslide? Or maybe even a volcano? You know?
Is it weird that I'm not really worried about that? Because, like, with a volcano, you kind of know it's coming, don't you?
I mean, I don't know. I think so.
Like, you're kind of aware? Like, they knew St. Helens was going to explode.
Yeah. Yeah, they warned old...
what's his name?
Old what's-his-nuts up there.
He wouldn't come down.
Nah, he didn't care.
I got to teach a middle school student about that the other day.
Harry Truman.
And now I get what it's like for you to teach me things.
Yeah. You see the plight?
Yeah, I get it.
Here's another text. To be fair, you can't help anyone if you're being tossed around the sky by an F5. It's true. Like Will was saying, we should stay on the air. We're not going to help you. You got bigger problems twirling around over Portland.
There's no place like home.
There's no.
That's right. Hit my red slippers together.
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on the storm. And hey, you know, like somebody just texted in from McMinnville earlier and they said it's getting kind of nasty out there. Roving weather reporters, feel free to text in if you're seeing stuff out there. We'll keep the people abreast. 503-864-6326 is the number to text. They're saying 9% chance of a NATO, and they're saying gorilla hail, which is uncomfortable.
What makes it gorilla hail?
It's large.
But it's not the size of a gorilla.
It's like 2 inches. She said. Yeah, gorilla. Isn't that funny? Gorilla hail is like at least 2 inches. That shouldn't be gorilla hail. If you don't.
That shouldn't be how we classify it. Should be called baseball size.
Well, they're saying, yeah, like softball. They always said that. They said that. So I will say this storm that's coming here does look a little bit like the storms that you get in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Because it's so warm out, you know? Mm-hmm. But and they can be pretty wild. But the hail, they would always say, oh, golf ball and softball size hail. Dude, it was never that big. And then they would show it on they would show like, oh, look at this baseball size hail. I'm like, dude, that's a freaking that's a golf ball.
Yeah.
Not a baseball.
One, it's like, it's not going to feel good, but like, how much damage can hail do?
A ton.
Really? Well, I mean, it'll mess up your car.
Your cars. We had a ton of hail damage as a youth.
Now that I'm saying this, my windshield's going to break. The new one I just bought.
So you're dying in an earthquake.
For sure dying. For sure dying.
Your windshield is going to break today.
Probably.
What are you safest in? Tsunami, can you swim?
I can swim okay, but that's going to like be above me. I can't surf. There's no shot. I can't skateboard.
I got to tell you, man, that we'll move on to some sports here, maybe.
Eventually.
But the tsunami of all of the natural disasters, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I'm a little Kansas boy. And the ocean is just the ocean in itself just is terrifying to me.
Right.
The idea of a big tsunami. Oh, the Japan. Oh my God, dude.
That'd be terrifying.
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 I'm out. And you see those people like they're like four stories up filming as the water just rushes and rises below them.
Right.
Dude.
No, thank you. Well, I think the most terrifying one though is the fire.
Oh, the wildfire?
I think if you get caught in the wildfire, that's the most terrifying. Or the
earthquake. That's a good one.
The earthquake if you're like in a big metropolis.
Yeah, the big earthquake, it's kind of hard to know.
Yeah.
But the only thing we have to really compare that to, at least in my lifetime, is the Bay Area quake. And that was rough.
That was during the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough. I mean, it was big and it was like, whoa. And now they've warned us ever since then that the big one's going to hit here. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean? How big? I mean, it could be awful.
According to the videos that I make my students watch when I'm subbing in their science class, it's going to be really bad.
Well, they're saying, like, didn't they say Seattle's, like, going to crumble well, or something?
Because Seattle's on one of the bigger fault lines. And then there's a bunch of little fault lines throughout the state of Washington and Oregon that would all be triggered by the big fault line, which is the Juan de Fuca, which is, like, just in the water.
The Juan de what?
The Juan de Fuca fault line. It's where the plates meet.
If you, let's say it was your time to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Would you want to go in a natural disaster? I'm saying it's your time. It's not going to take you now.
Yeah.
But let's say you're dying.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You're in a hospital. Or your body's riddled with cancer. Like, you know, like you could go out in a natural disaster. Are you?
I think so.
You taking that?
I think so. Yeah. Like. I think I would take the quickest way that I would feel the least. Like, I don't want to be in, like, a fire. That, to me, terrifies me. I don't want to burn. That's good.
That's no good.
That's no good.
But, I mean, none of them are going to be fast.
I mean,
you don't know how you're going to die in an earthquake.
If the building falls, that's quick.
You hope. Sometimes people are down in there yelling help for weeks.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Days. I would try. I would think you got to find the quick way because the tsunami isn't going to be quick, but it'd be quicker than the fire.
I think the tsunami would be like if it's my time.
That's the way to go.
Just to see that.
Maybe the water crushes you.
Maybe.
So you don't drown. So then maybe it is quick.
Or just drown. Like drowning. I mean.
That doesn't sound fun.
Well, what idea of death does? I mean,
that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Like
fair.
It's just a thing. I don't know.
Fair point.
All right, well.
We got morbid.
I know. That's my bad. Well, you come to grips with your mortality when you're almost 50, Will. You aren't there yet. You still think you're.
I'm over halfway.
You think you're invincible, but you're not.
I'm not Vince Papale.
Is that the Eagles movie?
Yeah.
I watched that on an airplane once.
Not very good.
I filed a lawsuit afterwards. I was like, how did you subjected me to this?
This thing
that is the
sucks.
Worst movie I've ever seen.
All sports movies suck.
Yeah.
Except for like two.
That's fair. Most of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We are doing absolutely nothing and that needs to stop. I have a team. Now, are you betting? I was going to ask you this today. Are you doing some NCAA tournament betting?
Oh, would you? It's my favorite time of the year. Every game.
Great. Okay,
I have at least something on every game.
This will be good. So we'll get into that. I have a team that I think, and I know I'm probably wrong about this,
mm-hmm.
but there is a team that I think has some vibes of a past team, and it would be a stunner. And we will get to that. I'm gonna kick off the next segment with that. Next, here is Will.
Time.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah. Okay. So you were talking about the Vince Papale movie. What's it called?
Invincible.
Yeah. And it's really, 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 really bad.
Which is rare for Mark Wahlberg.
Well, not necessarily.
He's not great, but usually I enjoy his films. I didn't enjoy that one.
But he's just an actor. He doesn't, yeah, I mean, he doesn't make films, does he?
True, but usually
maybe he does by now.
But if he's going to do it, it's usually like, hey, that's going to be decent. Like, Leo's that way. Like, Leo doesn't make the films, but yeah, usually when Leo's in a movie, I'm going to like it.
Well, I just realized in my head why I don't like movies all that much. It's because I get so viscerally mad when my time is wasted.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yep.
That I don't have, like, time is finite. We should respect time.
Agreed.
We only have so much time on this earth, and wasting it pisses me off, which is why movies, I think, more often than not, suck. So I'm not willing to sit through 79% of crap to waste my time to get 21% of good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think the other thing with movies is it's all in one shoot. Like, you're going to sit down and it's going to be 2 hours of your time. And if you're going to give up that time, you want it to be a good film. If it's a TV show, you can watch the first 45 minutes of episode one and go,
yeah, waste of my time. I'm out. You're right.
I'm out. But exactly. It's 45 minutes.
Exactly. I think we've just now galvanized and crystallized why I get mad about movies. And I don't watch a lot of movies. Never have.
Yeah, me neither.
And I know Sook's a big movie guy, but that's what it is. It's time. It's wasting of my time more often than not, and it pisses me off.
See, but he's also, like, he enjoys the bad movies.
He loves them.
He wants the bad Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not about that. I don't like that.
Come on!
It needs to be a good movie. Even when it's a good movie, too, like, I'm excited about the new movie with Gerard Butler and Ice Cube's kid.
No idea.
Den of Thieves, Pantera.
Can't. I bet it sucks.
Probably. But it's a heist movie, and I like the heist movies.
Okay.
I'm going to check it out because I really like the first one. I'm going to be upset if it sucks.
It probably will.
And it will bother me.
But there are certain guys or certain filmmakers where it's like, I'm going to watch it.
Yep.
They're not going to waste my time. I know this.
Genre is going to get me more.
Genre.
Genre. Or like, it's, hey, Will Ferrell comedy. I'm going to check it out. I have to.
Yeah. But then it's like I will never be duped by a freaking trailer. That's happened too many times.
Can't even watch them anymore.
Where they put it out and it's like, oh, it's going to be great. And then, oh my God, it's the worst movie ever. Anyway. Let's talk sports.
It's going to be Dune and shows in day in the trailer and then not in the show.
Dune?
Yeah.
Wasn't Dune good? Didn't everybody say that was good?
Dune is good. Dune 2 is better. But in the trailer for Dune 1, you think that Zendaya's in it the whole time. She's in it. She's in the trailer more than she is in the movie.
They fool you.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, so I've been betting the NCAA tournament. Will's been betting the NCAA tournament. It's a fun way to not fill out a bracket and still care. I think you said to me before the tournament started, you were going to bet every underdog.
Yeah, that was stupid.
So that has not gone well for you? Did you do that?
But for the first 2 days, and I stopped.
You bet every underdog money line?
Yeah. So what I did was I bet all of my bets that I... So each game, I picked at least one bet that I said, I like that. I'm putting that in.
Every game?
Of every game. Okay. And then I took all the underdog money lines. And on the first day, I basically broke even.
Uh-huh.
And I lost a lot of money on the second day. And I said, no more of that.
So what was the point of doing that? Why did you think?
So the last couple of years, it's actually been a pretty nice return on investment. Because if you, like, remember, this is the first year since 2017 where the highest seed you had win a game was a 12. So most of the time when those 13, 14s, 15s, or 16s, when they win and they're on the money line,
I got you.
Like, those are fat paydays.
So you got screwed just because it's a chalky tournament.
Well, and to be honest, though, I should have known that. I've been writing articles for Odyssey about how good the top teams are, and, you know.
Well, but you know what, though?
It seemed fun.
When you gamble, when you sports bet, you can totally beat yourself up with your losses, and you look back and you go, why did I bet that?
Every
God,
time.
That was dumb.
Every time.
And then what we don't do is give enough credit to, man, that was a really good bet I just won right there. Like, I nailed that one. We never think that. We always think about the losses.
Right.
So really, it all evens out. But, so I'm interested in your opinion. I've got this is going to be wrong, okay? I can tell you that right now, and I'm going to get ripped for it. But I had this thought watching Arizona play Oregon the other night.
Ooh.
Does this Arizona team have 97 vibes? And for those young enough.
It's a great year. It's a wonderful year.
Was that the year you were born? Don't tell me that was your. Oh, yeah. In 1997, not only was Will Ortner born, but that was the year that Arizona won the national championship. They had Miles Simon, Michael Dickerson, Mike Bibby, and Jason Terry as their main scorers.
Right.
Now, that team, now I'm going to give you a little history lesson here, Will. That Arizona team, they finished fifth in the Pac-10.
Not great.
Not great. So this team finished third in the Big 12, which, you know, moving over to the Big 12 first year, they did pretty good. They just started out, they started pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
So that team, 97 team, was as high as number 6 in the AP. This team got as high as number 9. They are both 4 seeds and both flying under the radar. The team in 97 barely got by College of Charleston in the second round. And, of course, Arizona had to fight and claw to get by Oregon. Mm. What ended up happening in 1997, which no one saw coming, they were, in at this point in the tournament, the Sweet 16, Arizona, as the 4 seed, with all those bros, matched up against the number 1 seed in the whole tournament, and it was Kansas. And it was the single best team that Kansas ever had, and I am not kidding you. That dude, they were awesome that year. They lost one game, and it was in double overtime at Missouri. They were the number 1 overall seed in the tournament. Their starting lineup was Rafe LaFrance, Paul Pierce, Jacques Vaughn, Jared Haas, and Scott Pollard.
Loaded.
They were awesome. And Arizona absolutely took them to the woodshed. Kansas came all the way back in the game, and towards the end of the game, they had a shot to maybe tie it, but Arizona dominated the game and was able to get out of there with the win. I only bring this up because as I watched Arizona the other day, I'm thinking, okay, you got Caleb Love, you got Bradley, you got Lewis, you got Townsend. They have a lot of dudes. And they're kind of flying under the radar. Nobody really believes in them. That's very much like the team from 97. And they are now playing the number 1 team that everybody thinks is going to cakewalk and win the whole tournament. That's the exact same scenario.
Yes, but I think I would be more trusting of it if they didn't. Like, they didn't beat Oregon. That was a race of who did less to lose the game, because that was as sloppy as it comes.
Well, like I said, I want you to understand, Arizona in 97 won the whole thing. It wasn't just a Sweet 16 win over the best team in the tournament.
Yeah, they went on.
They went on and won the whole thing.
Right.
That second round against College of Charleston, they did not play well.
They looked bad.
They did not play well. They barely won. So nobody was giving them. People were like, whatever, Arizona. And they were saying the same thing you're saying. And then
history repeats itself.
I mean, I don't know. I guess my question is I don't know if the talent. Caleb Love is awesome
when he's on.
When he's on, yeah, because he can be wild. He never met a shot he didn't like. So exactly. if he goes 5 of 23, they're gonna lose.
Exactly.
But with Bradley and Lewis and the white kids,
Vassar,
that guy or whatever his name, and the talent, whoever. I mean, they kind of have some bros. Remember, Caleb Love ended Coach K's career. Remember that in the Final Four?
And he was awesome in that game, and he hit all the big shots.
North Carolina.
He's going to be the key in this game. If he is absolutely on, and they could not have the dumb mistakes that they made. Like, if Awaka can stay out of foul trouble, if Adams can not miss a dunk, still hang on the rim, grab the ball, throw it down for a technical. Caleb Love was the reason why they beat Oregon, though. He was on,
awesome.
And he didn't miss a shot.
But
if he's on, maybe.
Maybe he's just – guys like him rise up. Like, he – you know, you need special players to go deep in this tournament, and maybe they can ride him. I mean – It's happened before.
North Carolina did.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's been to the finals of North Carolina. And, you know, remember, they already played once this year. Arizona played Duke. Arizona lost to Duke by 14 in Tucson.
They got smacked.
I remember that game. Because I was like, oh.
It's a young, that was young,
young
Duke,
Duke. Duke. Yeah.
Duke's gotten much better.
Way better. And that's why I think I bet on Arizona in that game. I think I remember that going, oh, Duke on the road, young, right. Soft, mm-hmm. Dude, Arizona. And they beat, Duke took care of him. But, you know, Duke has gotten a lot better because watching Duke earlier in the year, Kansas beat him. I mean, they were really soft. They could right. be pushed around. Like Caleb or Cooper Flagg was like, dude, come on. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden, I mean, they look unbeatable. I'm just saying there are comparisons,
right,
to 1997 that at least that they just kind of have that vibe. And I'm hoping, well, I'm not hoping to be wrong here. I hope Arizona beats Duke,
right?
But I don't. I'm guessing on Monday I will be wildly wrong.
I want a little more craziness. And I think that we're going to get it. Like, the one nice thing about the chalky tournament is you don't have that, or you probably won't have that blowout game. And I was looking at the matchups today and, you know, trying to go through, okay, what do I want to bet? Where do I want to bet? Like, what team is this? What team is that? And I'm just incredibly excited. Like, even that Arizona-Duke game where, like, Arizona looks sloppy in the last game of the first weekend. Like, they just look sloppy, and they won. They were the least sloppy team in a very sloppy game that they found a way to win. And you're going up against a Duke team that has looked anything but sloppy. They're the only one or two seed that hasn't played with their food at all. They've covered every game easily, dominant. It would be fun if Caleb Love had a Caleb Love game.
I feel like it's going to be a game.
I think so. I think they're all going to be games. I don't think you're going to see a blowout. Or if it is, it's like a late thing.
I got a blowout for you.
Purdue-Houston?
No, not at all. I think
That's the one I was thinking.
Houston will play with their food. I mean, Purdue's... I think Houston wins. I don't know if they cover. I mean, the spread's what, 8?
I think it's 8.5.
I bet on one that's a big number, but I think it's going to be a double-digit game. We'll get to that. We'll get to it next. Believe it or not, we have more segments. So we'll continue March Madness talk next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're talking a little March Madness here. It's me, Rob. Some call me Asachi. That's my luxury brand. You're probably seeing it all over the place. That was a cocky sniff. Will is here. Buck is out. Schultz's out. Souk back tomorrow. Everybody's out.
I think Schultz's going to opening day.
Yeah, that's right. Isachi. He's going up. He's driving up there today, I think.
Lucky him, man.
Seattle. Tomorrow. I mean, we get baseball tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Seattle and the A's. We're not supposed to call them Oakland. We're supposed to call them the A's.
I was going to say, in my update, I didn't write down a city. Because they're not in Oakland, but they're kind of in Sacramento.
We were talking about this yesterday. Schultz said the A's came out and said they don't want a city name attached to their team this year.
So they're too good for the city.
It's not Oakland. It's not Sacramento. It's not Las Vegas. It's just the A's. Which, whatever. Okay. That's cool. So I mentioned... So I think you're right. I think this weekend will be good. I think you're going to get some good matchups, some good games. That's the upside of not having Cinderella. There is one game, though, that I think could get out of hand. And by out of hand, I mean maybe 12 to 15 points. And I think Michigan is going down to Auburn by double digits. Because Michigan, I think their guards are shaky. They'll turn it over. And Auburn can turn them over. That's going to be a tough matchup for them. And then Michigan's two bigs that nobody can guard. Auburn has the bigs to guard them. So I feel like it'll be close for a while. But I think if I'm going to say there's one double-digit blowout in this Sweet 16, that's the one I personally bet on.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Florida over Maryland. I do too. I like to bet on teams that are really good that did not look good the game before or barely survived, and that was Maryland too. Mm-hmm. To be fair, because Maryland is really good. Just need a little more plotting. I like Florida to speed them up, and that in the bigs for Maryland are really good. But again, matchup, Florida can throw bigs at Queen and Reese,
right?
And I don't the guards can shoot at Maryland, so that kind of scares me a little bit. But I feel like Florida speeds that game up, and that one might get out of hand too.
In the Florida Maryland one, you and I are on the same side, and it's strictly because Maryland has their starting five, and that's it. Like, their bench is brutal. There's a clear drop-off, and Florida's as deep as they come. They've got a bunch of guards that can shoot. They have a bunch of bigs that can play well down low. And so when I look at that game, I just think that Florida is going to be able to run them out of town. And I also think that Florida kind of got their scare.
Like, that's what I mean.
You went against UConn. Hey, this is what happens if you mess around.
Got their attention.
If UConn could have shot the three ball with any efficiency at all, UConn wins that ball game.
No question.
They win it. So I'm with you on that one. You and I do differ a little bit on the Michigan.
You like Michigan.
I took a flyer on them. My reasoning is every Michigan game this year has been incredibly close. It just feels like they are one of those teams, like even Texas A&M in their last game, for example, there was a point where they are down by double digits in the second half.
I had A&M.
And I had Michigan.
I was feeling great.
So this might be maybe a little bit of like I won money on them in this spot, so then I double down and maybe I shouldn't. But I just like what they can do with the bigs too. Like, it's not just one big. Like, you've got Golden, but you also have Wolf. Cheddar's in there as well. And yes, if Auburn speeds them up, Michigan's going to be in trouble. But if Michigan can control the pace of play, I think they can keep this game close. And it just seems to be what Michigan does, is they keep games close, and then they find a way to win it at the end. They have enough bigs to throw at Janiah Broom where you're not going to stop him. But can you make him less efficient? I think there is a possibility.
Well, Auburn's got
there.
A lot of shooters, too.
That's true.
They got any of their guys can knock it down.
That is true.
Yeah.
They're deep.
They are, but they are. Here's what scares me about Auburn. I was talking about this yesterday. They're probably the most talented team in the tournament, but it seems like they all hate each other.
Yes.
And when
they fought on a plane at the beginning of the year.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when one guy is scoring, the others get pouty.
Oh yeah,
and they don't really run a lot of. They don't really run like Bruce Pearl. Just kind of,
he lets them be athletes.
Yeah, they just kind of run through Broom and that's it. So, you know, you'll watch them and go, "Oh my God, why are they shooting that? What is he doing? What are they doing?" And then they win by 12. Like that's just kind of what they do. So I don't know about Ole Michigan. I think the rubber meets the road here for them, but we'll see. The other games, I mean, there's some great matchups, man. And let me tell you one more thing about Duke before we break.
Mm-hmm.
So the Dukies are 9-point favorites over Arizona. I was saying in the last segment, for those that missed it, I was saying Arizona has 1997 Arizona vibes. They do. A couple people text in about that. Somebody texted me on my phone and said that Arizona beat 3 number one seeds in 97. Don't jinx them. Yeah, they beat 3-1s.
They're going to have to probably beat at least 2 in this one.
Yeah, well, they got one this weekend.
You probably have one.
Houston, and then maybe one. Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
You'd probably have to face 2, probably.
Somebody else said they were an Arizona alum. They said, "I hear you with the comparison to the 97 team. However, I would feel better if we had not lost our starting center at the beginning of the season. He was not a great player, but he's a legitimate 7-footer, and we could really use that size against Duke." Yeah, that's fair. But
if Iwaka can stay out of foul trouble, though, like he shut down Biddle.
Yeah.
Biddle had his success in the second half when Iwaka was in foul trouble. So if Iwaka can stay out of foul trouble, you got someone down low that can at least mess with him.
Yeah. So Duke, 19th team. They are the 19th team with a scoring margin of 60 or more in the first two rounds. Meaning they won their two games by 60 points combined or more. Only 18 other teams have done that. Do you care to guess how many of those 18 teams won a title?
Let's go 18-0.
All 18 won the title.
The answer
is no, not all 18.
Oh, 17.
The number of teams with a scoring margin of 60 or more in the first two rounds that won the title out of 18? 2.
Really?
That's it.
So teams get too hot and cool off. Well, I mean, hey, that Proctor kid, he was hitting threes at an unbelievable rate.
Well, I think that's a lesson of, so the two teams that did it, 1993, North Carolina, 1996, Kentucky. And I just think it's a lesson in be careful with how they played the previous game or how, like, Duke is kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're going to kick everyone's ass. I know it seems Fair. Like it, but it just doesn't. And that's where Arizona with, you know, Love getting hot and a couple of these other bros they have, I don't know. I feel like Arizona's going to take them to the wire. I don't know, man. I'm going to be rooting for it. I don't know if I have the balls to bet it because Duke just beats everyone by a...
I think that kick that gets underway right at the end of tomorrow's show.
I thought it was the first one out.
No, the first one out is Bama BYU.
Oh, is it? Yeah. My Cougs? I don't have a feel for that. I like BYU, but the spread is about right on that one to me.
I would agree. I went with Bama. That's where the lean is. And then I think the total is way too high.
What do we got there?
It started at 168. It's all the way up to 175 and a half.
Wow.
But both teams can chuck, so I get it.
A shootout. Yeah, the both teams can chuck.
And they go
That could be
fast.
A really entertaining game.
I think that's why it's first. You're going to have two high-powered offenses with two yes. teams that don't play great defense.
Hey, we've got some hot weather reports coming in. I'm going to get to those next. We'll be right back. We've got to talk about Patriots receivers coming up as well on The Fan.